Good evening, everyone. Bruchim Aboyim. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you who came out in this very severe weather that we're experiencing. I was in Miami last week for a wedding, and they talk about the better way of life there, but keep away for about 8 months. The humidity, I got dressed up for the chuppah. I'm the great uncle that gave me a bracha. Mazel tov, thank you, but you were in Schwitzing like I was. And we went upstairs on the roof for the chuppah. And again, Rabbi Morty at times can look sharp. And by the time the chuppah was over, it's like I went into a swimming pool. So enjoy California with all of its pitfalls and stumbling blocks. The weather is, Baruch Hashem, very nice. We begin tonight, Peschim Midvar Malchus. This is a gathering for the 31st Hilula, Yahrzeit, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Nasid Reino. And one of the greatest objectives of the Rebbe was to keep Israel strong. And the Rebbe spoke time and time again about not finishing in the middle, but finishing to make an end. So we still need the Nisim and Niflos. So we begin everything since October 7th with chapters of Tehillim. If you have it in your phone, you could follow with me verse after verse. And that's how we will begin tonight, because this is really the commonality of our lives. And as we come to commemorate the continuity of the Rebbe's legacy, eternal and everlasting, as the Gemara says, that tzaddikim apa misosam, even after 120 years, nekroyim chayim. The Rebbe in that sense is very much alive. Chabad is growing. I hear from Chabad houses every day. I have a nephew in the Ukraine, and he counts the drones that are coming over from the friendly neighborhood in Russia. And the world is a big mess. But Chabad is there to monitor the pulse beat of Jewish life. I was told this morning about a couple that needed to get out, and they were able to go to Cyprus, and they were stuck in Cyprus because of the limit of planes going out. And 50 people were picked up by the rabbi of Chabad and given places to sleep and food to eat, and everything was taken care of. And my dear friend, Mr. Yom Tubi, told me these were my relatives, and that's what Chabad is. Chabad is the lifeguard of the world. So let us say Tillim for Israel, let us say Tillim for our brothers and sisters, and let us say Tehillim for the continued failure of Iran to hurt the Jewish people. May this regime be obliterated like the nuclear sites were. Take it from Yad Mamash. Let us all say Amen. 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 Like to call upon a colleague, the spiritual leader of Chabad of Encino, dear friend, Rabbi Ari Herzog, to lead us in chapter 124 of the Tehillim. Oh, I used to be able to do that.
Shir Hamalos le David lule Adonai shehaya lanu yomer no Yisrael. Lule Adonai shehaya lanu bekum aleinu Adam. Azai chayim bilaonu b'charis apambonu. Azai hamayim shetafunu nachla over al nafshenu. Azai over al nafshenu hamayim azai doinim. Baruch Adonai shelo nesanonu teref leshineihem. Nafshenu kitzipernim l'tomi pach yoikshim. Hapach nishbar v'anachnu nimlotnu. Ezreinu b'shem Adonai, oisei shomayim v'oret.
Shkoyach. And one more kapitel, because three things make everything a chazaka, a certainty. I'd like to call upon my colleague and my son, Rabbi Shua Einbinder, to lead us in chapter Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMalas, Kuf Lamed.
Shir HaMalas, Mim HaMakim, Kerasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vekarli, Tienas Necha Kashubais, Lekar Tachanunai. Im Avonais Teshmaria, Adonai Miyamud. Kim Chaslicha, Leman Tivare. Kivis Yadonai, Kiv Sanafshi. Vilidvarai haichalti. Nafshi ladinai meshemrim labaiker, shemrim labaiker. Yachel Yisrael eladinai, ki im adinai achased, veharbei imai fidus. Vehu yiftas Yisrael, mikal avonaisav.
Shkoya, thank you. The Lubavitcher Rebbe touched everyone in our generation in a myriad of manners. The individual, no individual was too unimportant, no situation was too small, and no challenge was too great. In an ever-changing world, the Rebbe was that bastion of stability to elevate us, to magnify us, to elaborate the Jewish people, to meet the challenges, and go on to better and brighter places. The sign of a person who continues to live amongst us, this is a building which is called the Beis Menachem Chabad House, the headquarters for 32 institutions. And I want to give a very big shout out to my dear friends, supporters, pivotal supporters of Chabad of the Valley and all that has been achieved by the 32 institutions. Mr. Gary and Rochelle Finder, let's give them a rousing round of applause. They were away and could not make it. And this, like every year, is brought to you. We have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of food for later. I know you came for the speeches, but a little food doesn't hurt either. Reb Moshe, yesh lecha makom po. So, thank you, Gary and Rochelle, for making this evening possible, as you do with so many evenings. And may you be gesund and well. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not the speaker tonight, but instead of making a short speech, I'm going to make a bit of a long introduction. This week we read in the Torah Korach, and 31 years ago, the situation was identical with the actual Hilula being on a Saturday night. There's many things to speak about with that. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later by the Fabrengen next door. Korach was the epitome of a vile, egotistical, self-centered, selfish person. He had a couple of bucks that helped him also to catapult him to become the potential destroyer of Moses and Aaron. And he made a Iber Kerenish, as my mother would say, a total confusion and chaos. And one of the questions we could ask them in the kitchen that they're not speaking now, we are. One of the arguments of Korach to Moses and Aaron, Lama Tisnas Wal Kal Hashem, what gives you a right to elevate yourself, to exalt yourselves above the nation? I'm also a cousin, I also have yichus. Chassidus explains, and truth be told, Lama Tisnasu is not only an ugly question because God gave the authority to Moses and Aaron. We got to keep the door closed there, please. But Lama Tisnasu means, Why do you continue to exalt yourself, period? Be comfortable, you achieve what you achieve, and live in a harmonious excellence with the world. Make sure you have plenty of money in the bank, make sure you have real estate, and make sure you're living for yourself. This is where Korach is coming from. Lama tisnasu, what do you need to grow? What do you need to elevate? What do you need to expand for? You've achieved so much. Genug, maspik v'day. So Iran has the potential, God forbid, to destroy Israel. Leave it alone, as many on one side of the aisle say. And I must laud the government of Israel, the government of the United States, for doing what had to be done. Let's give them a rousing round of applause. Someone argued the point with me in shul this morning that, no, it's over. I said, no, it's not over. It's not over because we always finish too early. And it's not a cheshbon. The soldiers want to fight. The IAF want to continue to do their thing until there's no semblance left of them. Evil people, wicked people. Korachism is antithetical to Judaism. Leave it alone. Somebody else's problem. Just go on and expand yourself, your comfort zone. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty God, and says no. A person has to grow each and every day. There was a professor in Berkeley, and again, I'm not making a speech, I'm going to bring it to a culmination with the introduction of our guest speaker. His name was Professor David Weiss, bright guy, University of Berkeley. He was a traditional Jew, didn't have a beard, didn't dress like a chassid, but he was in love. He adored the Lubavitcher Rebbe and all that he embodied and personified in his leadership of the Jewish people, not making any judgmentalism about anyone, as the Rebbe would say time and time again, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. And the Rebbe was there for every Gentile who also wanted to take these global ideas to implement them to make a better and a brighter tomorrow. So Professor Weiss was once visiting with a shliach in Crown Heights in the 70s. Most of you weren't born in the 70s. And he went and he had a yechidus, a private audience with the Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, I know I don't look like a chassid. I know I don't act like a chassid. I barely do what I have to do. But I want to be your chassid. I want to be your follower. What must I do? Do I got to dress in black? Do I got to stop shaving? Do I need to put on this black hat even when I'm in the shower? Well, what does it take to be an official follower? And the Rebbe said, if you want to wake up every morning and make a achlot, a decision, that yesterday was good, but today must be better, I have to add an increase in doing good things and in loving my fellow as myself, then you're my chassid. That's the expansion and the growth that Korachism hates. But that is our experience, and that is our avodah. And that's what we need to galvanize, internalize, propagate, and permeate. That essential aspect of Judaism. Never be satiated with what you have. Always continue to grow. As the Gemara says, and the Rebbe would record constantly in the Sichos Kodesh, Yesh lecham mana reitza masayim. Masayim reitza dalad meis. Just like with economical things, we want it to be magnified and multiplied and greater, so has to be with the spiritual pursuits of our world. There was a man called George Burns. You heard of him?
Yeah.
Can smell his cigar smoke right here. And he said like this, a good speech has to have a strong beginning. It has to have a stronger ending. And most important, they should be very closely connected in time. It's my honor and distinct pleasure. You know, you saw the flyers, Rabbi Mendel Groner, Rosh Yeshiva in Israel, a scholar, a statesman, the son of the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Leibel Groner. His twin is the Chabad Shliach in Carolina. Good people. And even this week, we kept alive the hope that he would come. And the truth is, they called me yesterday after, in the beginning of the week, said, find another speaker. And I was going crazy. And even tonight, he may or may not have gotten on a plane. And I said, hey, we're Thursday night. He said, we may get to LA Sunday. There's other speaking engagements. So I kept the dream alive. No deception, no fooling anyone. We really hoped and prayed that he would be here. But as the world says, an act of God, or in Iran say they say it, an act of Trump. That didn't happen. So what do you do when half the people are in New York already? You see none of the Tarzana rabbis. There's a little bit of Encino. A lot of people went away. There's a wedding in New York. There's Gimel Tamas in New York. Huh? Yochanan Gordon's son, Avi, Mazel Tov. There's a Mets game tonight. I mean, Dvarim Ha'im Din Berum Shalaylam. So you go to your money man. I don't mean your main fundraiser. You go to a person who's a close friend, who can put it together in a day, and who's a phenomenal speaker. And I know that he's a phenomenal speaker because we've had him speak here many times. He is also the shliach, together with his wife Rumi, with their beautiful family, in what I call Chabad of Magic Mountain, in Valencia, California, where they grow oranges. And he is a beautiful Jew, a shliach, together with his wife and family, who have achieved much success. His family comes from many, many generations of Chabad. When I was a little kid growing up in New Haven, his father, Reb Zalman, lived in New Haven. He was a shliach there. And he had a very great bearing on who I became. And if we want to really be technical, their family also has an inheritance that they come somehow from the Vilna Gaon, who was a big Lubavitcher Chassid. So we have it all tonight. Please give a warm welcome to my friends, to a dynamic shliach, Rabbi Chani Merozov.